This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Hillary Niles. The Missouri House passed a nearly $25 billion budget today. It would fund modest increases for education, but does not include Medicaid expansion. With House approval, the budget now goes to the Senate, where changes are likely. The 2014 plan would provide a roughly 2% increase in basic aid for public schools, grades K through 12, plus colleges and universities. But school funding would still fall $620 million short of what's called for under a state formula. Missouri's tourism division would get a boost from nearly $14 million this year to almost $20 million next year. The budget leaves out more than $900 million of federal funds that Governor Jay Nixon had recommended for Medicaid expansion. Meanwhile, Nixon continues to push for the expansion. He says he's open to alternative models for it, such as one from Arkansas. It uses Medicaid money to buy private insurance for lower-income adults. President Barack Obama's 2010 health care law called for states to expand Medicaid to adults with income up to 138% of the poverty level. That's $32,500 for a family of four. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling last year made this expansion optional for states to adopt. Republican legislators have rejected Nixon's plan, but he's working to build support for Medicaid expansion or a compromise. The Missouri House has approved legislation that would reinstate a cap on some medical malpractice lawsuits. House members voted 93-62 today to impose the limit, which last summer was struck down on constitutional grounds by the state Supreme Court. This year's bill is phrased to avoid the same legal complication. It now goes to the Senate. A 2005 law had capped non-economic damages in malpractice cases at $350,000. It was part of a broader effort to curb liability lawsuits. Supporters of the cap say it would reduce health care costs and help keep doctors in Missouri. Opponents say there's a fundamental constitutional right to a jury trial. A Missouri House committee is considering a bill that would allow lottery winners to remain anonymous after claiming their prizes. Sponsoring Representative Rochelle Walton Gray of Blackjack told the House Local Government Committee today that winning the lottery can subject a person to hardship. Lottery officials say that revealing a winner's identity provides legitimacy to the games and helps sell more tickets. The identifying information about lottery winners is considered public record under Missouri's Sunshine Law. And the Federal Aviation Administration yesterday announced that the air traffic control tower at Columbia Regional Airport would be unfunded as of May 5th. Columbia Public Works spokesperson Stephen Sapp told KBIA last week that without the tower, the airport will rely on Springfield-based Mizzou Approach Control for landing and departure communications. The tower is one of 149 nationwide that will lose funding due to federal sequestration. The Missouri House passed a nearly $25 billion budget today. It now goes to the Senate, where changes are likely. The 2014 House plan would provide roughly 2% increase in basic aid for public schools, grades K through 12, plus colleges and universities. But school funding would still fall $620 million short of what's called for under a state formula. Missouri's tourism division would get a boost from nearly $14 million this year to almost $20 million next year. The budget leaves out more than $900 million of federal funds Governor Jay Nixon wants for Medicaid expansion. But a top senator says his chamber will hold up the budget until it gets answers about procedures for issuing driver's licenses. The Senate subpoenaed the Revenue Department this week for information on whether it's sharing personal information about driver's license applicants with the federal government or a private company. The department has until April 2nd to respond. And the Missouri Senate has approved legislation requiring insurance companies to cover medical services that are provided electronically if the companies cover the same services in person. Under the legislation, telemedicine patients would not be charged higher copays or deductibles than they would for face-to-face doctor visits. Senators voted 34-0 today to send that measure to the House. For KBIA News, I'm Hillary Niles.